It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's a very special Halloween edition of Care or Don't Care. So today, instead of saying care or don't care, after I read each headline, you're going to say trick or treat.
Ooh, I like it.
And I won't tell you which one means which.
Wait, what is a treat?
Let's just get to our first headline. The secret truth buried at the bottom of your candy bag that's going to make Brooke say, blah, 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 not listening.
Oh.
Trick or treat?
I think trick.
I trick.
I don't know. Okay. I care. So
I care.
Trick?
You guys are bad at this. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
So yeah, Halloween is obviously this weekend. This is your fair warning. I have a list of the top four worst candies for your children's teeth. And maybe even you, according to dentists.
Okay. I mean, my kids' teeth are still going to fall out. We're good.
Right? You, Brooke, I see you at the candy bowl every day.
Yeah.
Number four worst candy for your teeth is lollipops.
Really?
They're eaten real slowly, so the sugar contacts your teeth for a longer period of time.
I see.
Just constantly coating.
Number three is Starbursts and Now and Laters.
Mm.
Ooh, really, really sticky. So they pile up on your molars.
The pink ones, though.
Literally,
so
Now and Laters, you can't open your jaw if you get like your top and your bottom row on those things.
They'll like glue your mouth shut permanently.
That's crazy.
Number two is anything with caramel in it.
Anything.
Anything, they say. It takes a long time to dissolve, and it's hard to brush away at the end of the night.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, fun police. What's number one, all right?
The caramel number apples. One worst candy for your teeth, according to dentists, is gummies.
Oh, what? I love gummies.
Oh, no, I know those are like my favorite pretty much.
Because it takes a while to chew them, and pieces can get lodged in between your teeth.
That's why they're so delicious, because you an hour later, you're like, still back there.
Yeah, hey, I'm a sour patch kid. Still a little sour.
And for what it's worth, the dentist says there are two Halloween treats that aren't so bad.
Okay, let's hear.
Regular old chocolate.
Okay.
Which dissolves really quickly.
Got it.
And maybe this one's kind of weird. Caramel apples.
What? I thought they said caramel anything.
Well, because the apple part helps clean the teeth while you eat it, so the candy doesn't really get stuck.
It does kind of like brush it while you're eating.
So if I have gummies with apples, I'll be okay.
Like anyone keeps eating the apple after you get the caramel part off.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just lick it off and then throw the apple away?
They're like caramel cabbage.
Gross.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Whoa, that Halloween argument escalated quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What do you think is the positive
treat.
One?
Treat.
Treat.
Yeah, there you go.
But these fools kept saying trick. Okay, move forward.
But
okay.
It's care or don't care. So the first thing is care.
Yep, okay.
All right. There's a 40-year-old guy from Pittsburgh named James Gaziz, and he was at home the other day when he heard his wife yelling at somebody outside.
Uh-oh.
Apparently she was angry because some woman had parked in front of their house blocking their driveway.
Okay.
I don't block people's driveways.
So James came running out and did what any good man should. He stood up for his woman.
Yeah!
And he threw a pumpkin at the car's windshield.
Whoa! That's not the appropriate
that's
way
that's right. You yell at my wife, you about to get a pumpkin to the windshield.
Not the pumpkin.
You know, even the wife is like, it was not needed. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
But he wasn't done.
Oh!
He went and grabbed another one, and this time threw it through the driver's side window.
What?
And hit the driver in the face.
Oh!
What is going on?
Turns out the victim was a grandmother who just parked there for a second while picking up her grandkids next door.
Oh, no, dude.
Granny ended up with a concussion.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, James is facing charges for aggravated assault and, quote, propulsion of missiles.
Wow. That sounds like a big charge.
Under Pennsylvania law, a missile is anything you throw, shoot, or propel into someone's car.
Okay.
Let's go to your next headline. Science just figured out why you suck at watching horror movies.
Oh.
Trick or treat.
Oh, I treat this. I do suck at them. I can't do it.
I would like to participate. I don't know what to say at this point.
Treat.
We're going to call it a treat.
Okay, treat.
So are there people in this room who get scared watching a horror movie?
Yes.
But don't flinch when they hear a scary story?
No, I flinch. I'm always flinching.
Tell me more.
If you do, you might suffer from a strange condition called mind blindness.
Okay.
Okay.
Brooke's looking at me with her regular blindness, being like, what are you talking about?
Who said that?
I'm feeling blank.
Yeah. It's when someone can't really picture things well in their head, so telling them a spooky story and setting a scene just doesn't work for them.
Oh, that makes sense, because I listen a crime podcast every day, but I can't watch scary movies.
I can't listen to those either.
I'm scared right now. Yeah, I just want to say that.
Okay. Researchers tested this idea, and they told certain people scary stories, and it didn't work on them. Mm. Then they'd read the same exact story to them along with some freaky images, and then it did work.
So they needed the pictures. They have to have a picture book in order...
Like a pop-up book?
To understand the story.
Exactly.
Well,
basically, they prove mind blindness is real.
Okay.
I think I have it.
Let's go to your next one. Okay, Russian hackers, this time you've gone too far.
This time?
Trick or treat.
I think my computer's hacked, so I treat.
Treat.
Candy corn lovers everywhere should be experiencing peak joy around this time of year.
Yeah.
But if you haven't heard, that joy is under attack.
Uh-oh.
No.
Because the company that makes Brock's candy corn, which accounts for about 85% of the country's candy corn supply, was unfortunately hacked by Russians the other day.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Yep.
They make those terrible pumpkins, too. You know, those candy pumpkins
that
taste like even
gross.
Bigger candy corn.
It's one of those ransomware attacks where they're demanding an undisclosed amount of money in order to allow their systems to go back online.
This has been happening a lot lately.
It has, and I feel like the companies that they target are so bizarre.
Yeah, they're really boring companies.
Rumors were that the business offered the hackers an unlimited supply of candy corn to get back on, but the Russian hackers turned it down.
Yeah. No.
Anything else.
Maybe they're just haters of candy corn, and the whole thing is like, we don't care about the ransom. We just want, exactly.
Well, luckily, the whole thing happened late in the season, so it doesn't sound like there's going to be any candy corn shortages.
Oh, come on. Late.
And I need to say that because I know Jose was thinking right after the show, he was going to go to Rite Aid and stock up on candy corn and then list them on eBay for $100 a pop.
Gross. To flip it?
Yeah, sorry.
I wouldn't eat it.
No. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, trick or treat.
Treat!
What are two freshly married spiders called?
What?
Newlywebs.
Oh, the witch thought it was funny.
Everybody's into that Halloween joke. That's Care Don't Care Halloween edition.
Yay.
Your phone tab's coming up in just a few minutes.